弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我收到威廉给我一个短讯，说他今天晚上不穿西装。
Will send me a note today and indicated to me that he didn't want to put on a suit tonight.
所以我也决定不穿西装，为了缩短我们年龄上的代沟。
So I decided to also put away my suit so we won't look like we're so far in age.
但是我怎么弄，他还是跟他差远了，他太年轻了。
No matter what pastor you wear, he always looks more mature than I do.
啊，弟兄姊妹，新年快乐啊
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
因为今天才五号，还是可以说 still fresh 啊，跟大家讲新年快乐。
It's only the fifth of the year. We can say that it's still fresh for the new year.
问候弟兄姊妹，也问候线上的，也问候。特别是有很多人从山谷跑来，非常感谢主。
I want to greet all the brothers and sisters, greet all of you who are watching online, and a lot of the brothers and sisters from the Tri-Valley area who are here today as well.
我想大概上个礼拜吧，我们在结束2023，进入2024，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有一些共同的经历。
Last week, I think as we were concluding 2023 and entering into 2024, we all have some common experiences.
我们可能为了2023有很多的回想，很多的感恩，但是可能也有很多的遗憾。
And we think back in 2023, that maybe there are a lot of things that we're thankful for, and perhaps there's some things that we're regretful of.
然后也为了2024有很多的盼望跟心智啊。
And maybe we have a lot of expectations and hopes for the new year, 2024.
不管你现在几岁，我想这样子的经验已经重复过很多次了。
I don't know how old you are, but I believe that this type of experience has repeated itself many times already.
因为我自己已经重复了起码60次以上了。
And for me, at least 60 times.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次在这里有点懊悔过去，甚至觉得亏欠的时候
，Brothers, every time we feel regretful of the past or feeling like we fall short,
我们都希望未来能够变得更好。
And our desire is that the future that is to come would be better.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很好的心愿。
Brothers, these are wonderful desires.
但是我们何等希望说，2024年年底的时候。我们的遗憾和亏欠感越来越少。
And we pray that at the end of 2024, that sense of regret and that sense of falling short becomes less and less.
所以这个有一句话说，生命是神给我们的礼物，怎么样子过好它，是我们献给神的礼物。
Someone had once said that life is a gift that God has given us, and how we live out this life is our gift back to Him.
今天生命还在我们身上。
And while we still have breath, while we are still alive,
有一天我们要带着我们这一生的果效去朝见那位赐给我们生命的主。
And one day we're going to take all that the labors of this life, we're going to go and see the Lord who's given us life.
不管你相不相信，你都得带着你自己去见他。
Whether you believe it or not, you're going to bring it and go see Him.
所以我们怎么样子说能够把今生过得好？然后献给他，这是我们的挑战。
And it is our challenge for us to say, I want to live this life well and offer it back to the Lord.
那既然是要献给他的礼物，就应该从他的角度来看，他喜欢什么，什么是他认为好的。
And if it's a gift that we want to give to God, then we got to look at it from His perspective. What does He deem to be good?
所以你自己认为有意义的人生，在他眼中不见得有价值。
And so what you think life being meaningful may not necessarily be of value or meaningful in His eyes.
你认为很好的，他不见得认为好。
What you think is very, very good may not be good in His eyes.
同样的，你以为你自己过得不是那么好，结果没想到神很称许我们。
And conversely, perhaps you think that I didn't live such a great life, but maybe God esteemed what you have done.
所以我们怎么样子学习，在我还剩下的日子里面，我能够从神的角度来看我的人生。
So how do I look at my life from from God's perspective of what the days that are remaining for me?
从他所在乎、他所要的来看我今天的生活。
To look at what He cares about, what does He desire in every day of my life?
有一个牧师说，他孩子小的时候去参加学校的这个圆游会和同乐会 ，kind of like PTA 的。
A pastor said that when his kids were young, they went and attended an event at school.
老师为了跟家长 show off 他们孩子被训练得多么孝顺。
So it's kind of like a PTA meeting, and the teachers wanted to show off to the parents how well they were taught to be respectful to their parents.
所以学校准备了很多吃的东西，哈，有 cookie， 有糖，有水果，等等等等。
And the school prepared tablefuls of goodies, you know, candy, cookies, and all sorts of sweets.
然后一声下令，要叫小朋友去拿东西来献给爸爸妈妈。
And then the direction was given for the kids to take the goodies and present it to their parents.
牧师说，那天看到很多父母亲都在那里跟孩子说要水果，要水果，结果孩子拿 cookie， 拿糖送来给爸爸妈妈。
And that day, what we saw on the video, the parents are calling to their kids, bring more fruits, bring more fruits, but the kids keep bringing candy and cookies.
因为孩子认为棒棒糖比那个水果好吃多了。
And because the kid says this lollipop is way better than that fruit over there.
孩子认为饼干比妈妈要的那个水果好多了。
And the kid thinks that the cookie is far better than the fruit that the mom wants.
所以今天我们认为这个样子是对的，是好的，是神要的，其实不见得是神想要的。
So when we think what is good, it's not necessarily what God desires, what is good in His eyes.
所以神是我们生命的主人。
So the Lord God, He is the Lord of our lives.
而我们是神给我们的时间和机会的管家。
And we are stewards of the time and the opportunities that He's given us.
所有的机会在时间里面。
Every opportunity resides in time.
时间过去了，机会就跟着过去了。
And as time goes by, so do the opportunities go by.
有一些机会一辈子不会再回来的。
There's some opportunities that will never come back.
就像有一次有一个姊妹问我说，余弟兄，家人去世了，如果还没信主，将来真的不能信耶稣了吗？
And the sister that came and asked me if my relative, whom I love, if they pass away without believing in Jesus, can they never be saved?
我一说，就着我对圣经的了解，不可能，她当场眼泪就掉下来了。
And I said, according to my understanding of the Word of God, they do not have that opportunity to repent anymore. She began to weep.
很多的机会过去就不回来了。
So, brothers, these opportunities, once they are gone, they are gone.
所以当今天神还把生命给我们，把机会给我们，我们是时间和机会的管家。
So again, as God gives us time, as God gives us these opportunities, we need to be stewards of what God's given us.
我要怎么样子能够照着神的心意，把它用在最高的价值上？
And how do I utilize them in the most valuable thing according to the heart of God?
我很喜欢施布真牧师的一句话。
I love what Brother Spurgeon once said.
他只活了五十八岁。
He only lived 58 years.
非常可惜，他被称为讲道王子哈 ，the Prince of Preaching.
And he's been called the Prince of Preaching.
这个他的信息影响了太多的人。
His messages influenced so many people.
当然他不知道他只会活五十八岁。
He didn't know he was only going to have 58 years to live.
但是他说，延长生命的秘诀在于把我们的时间花在具有永恒价值的事情上。
He says the secret of prolonging one's life is to utilize one's time on the things that have eternal value.
我们还很少碰到超过100岁的，虽然我也碰到过几个。
We seldom come across people who live into their hundreds, and I've come across a few.
就算你可以活到马土沙拉969岁。
Let's say you can live as long as Methuselah in the 900s.
我们最近正在读创世纪嘛。
And we started to read Genesis, right?
就算你读了活了969岁。
Let's say you lived to 969 years of age.
但是要让产生永恒的价值。
But for it to be have eternal value.
它才有真正的意义。
But then it has true purpose and meaning.
所以我们就算活得不长。
So even if we haven't lived a very long life.
但是如果我们照着神的心意活得精彩，活得有永恒的价值，这一生值了。
But if we live every single day according to the purpose and the will of God, then your life is of great value.
所以面对2024年，我不知道你自己立的心愿是什么。
So concerning 2024, I do not know what are some of the resolutions that you've made.
我不希望大家是绕行。
And I pray that we are not just going in circles.
我立志不再发脾气。我立志要起来成功。我立志要什么？
I made the resolutions to not be angry all the time. I want to rise up early to have devotion and so forth and so forth.
然后没有多久，你又发现立志行善，由得我行，出来由不得我。
And then you come and recite Romans that it is my I will to do good, but I do not find the power to do so.
所以今天晚上的信息其实是 我个人觉得是很重要的一个信息。
The message tonight for me personally, I believe it is a very important message.
它已经让我失眠好几次了。
It caused me to lose sleep many, many times.
因为我觉得这样子的信息，应该是开眼的信息。
And I truly believe that the message tonight is an eye-opening message.
我希望它是能够给我们意向跟使命的信息。
And I pray that what you hear tonight is something that would cause you to see a vision, a commission in your life.
我希望它不是只给我们一点安慰跟鼓励，而是可以改变我们生命的信息。
I pray that it's not just simply a message of comfort and encouragement.But it's a message that will change and transform you.
因为我们今天要来讲到神到底在做什么，神要得到的是什么。
Because tonight what we're going to talk about is what exactly is God doing? What exactly is in the heart of God? What does He want?
在我们教会参加过侍奉聚会的，就听过我曾经给意象下过定义。
And many of you who's been in service meetings in SVCA, you know my definition of what a vision is.
意象是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启了。
A vision is when the Spirit of God has opened unto us the eternal will and purpose of God.
不仅仅吸引了我们。
Not only does it draw us.
它会控制我们一切的生活、言行和侍奉。
But it controls every aspect of your life, your words, your service, everything you do.
所以意象不是只是一个目标，一个理想。
So vision is not just simply a goal or an ideal.
它是一个活的东西。
But it is alive.
是圣灵给我们的。
It is something that the Holy Spirit has given us.
内容就是把神永远的旨意向我们打开来。
And the content is that the eternal will, the purpose of God has been revealed to us.
我们可能懂了很多。
And perhaps you know a lot.
可是当你真看见神在做什么，要什么的时候。
But when your eyes are truly open to see what God is doing and what is it that He wants.
我决定相信我们的生活会不一样。
And I guarantee you the way we live would be different.
它不仅仅吸引了我们。
Not only does it draw us.
它会控制我们的生活、言行和侍奉。
And again, I say this again, that it will control every aspect of your life.
我们最近有机会跑到这么多国家不同的教会去看。
This past year, Pastor Nancy and I had a chance to go to many, many countries and many, many different churches.
其实心里面有一个很深的感触。
And we have a very deep sense, a feeling within us.
几乎大部分的教会都是有同样的情形。
It's predominantly true of many of the churches we visited.
就是神家这个服侍的人青黄不接。青黄不接就是没有人愿意起来。
And when we see that in the house of God, of all the ministry and the services, people are reluctant to come forward and partake of it.
然后已经在那里扛责任的 leader 们、领袖们，个个都累得不得了。
And all those who are co-workers, who are leaders in God's house, they're all exhausted.
所以 leader 在前面拉呀、拖啊，在后面推呀。
So the leaders seemingly they feel like they're tugging and they're pushing the congregation, the Brun sisters.
我在东岸有一个教会，他们到了年初的时候，主日学老师都招不到小孩子的主日学老师。
There was a church in the East Coast.At the beginning of the year, they could not even get anybody to volunteer to teach in children's Sunday school.
所以弟兄姊妹最怕这个教会的人来找他们去服侍。
So brothers and sisters are fearful when someone approached them about an opportunity for ministry and service.
然后教会的领袖也很头痛，天天在这里推，在这里拉，自己累死了。
So all these leaders, they are exhausted every single day because they're trying to move and motivate brothers and sisters.
然后因着疫情，很多人就不来教会了。
And then because of the pandemic, we see that the attendance rate begins to fall.
然后很多教会都说，现在大家忙得不得了，根本都分身乏术，有心无力。
And then this is prevalent among many, many churches. Everybody says that we are all very, very busy. We are exhausted. We don't have any more time.
我们几乎到哪里去都听到这样子的讲话。
It seems like no matter where we go, it is the exact same reflection.
所以这个成为我这次讲道里面一个很重要的负担。我觉得这不健康、不正常，也不甘心看到教会变成这个样子。
So, Brent, this is a great burden within my heart that I want to say that this is something that is not healthy, that is not normal, it should not be in the house of God.
基督徒应该活得非常积极，非常喜乐，神家应该大家在侍奉上 是充满了荣耀，而不是这样子的勉强。
The house of God, every single one of us should not be passive. We should be active, fervent, and everybody partaking and doing our share, our part.
我们的生活也不应该这么辛苦。
And I want to say the way we live every day of our life, we should not be so tired.
你看看大家多累啊。
And look at everybody, we're all exhausted.
我们在几乎全世界最好的区之一, Silicon Valley.
And we live in one of the most esteemed areas in the world. Here is the Silicon Valley.
至少这里的房价是世界上数一数二的。
And again, the housing prices here is the top, number one, number two concerning the rest of the world.
就表示这里地方吸引人，这里的地方宝贵，大家都想来。
And from the world perspective, it draws people. People desire to come. They want to come to this place.
以前我刚来加州的时候，我们公司同事有一个人从这个 Nebraska 来。
When I first came to California, there was a colleague who came from Nebraska.
那个时候我们在湾区的房子大概将近30万一栋。
And at the time, the houses are about $300,000.
我就问这个同事，我说你们在那边这个30万的房子可以买到什么样子的房子？
And so I asked this colleague of mine who was from Nebraska. I said, "What kind of house can you buy with $300,000?"
他说我们 Nebraska 没有30万的房子。
He said, "In Nebraska, there are no $300,000 homes."
他说我本来听成30万买不到房子，原来是没有30万的房子。
And what I originally thought he said was that $300,000 you couldn't purchase anything. But what he's actually saying is there are no homes that cost $300,000.
有一次我出差到欧洲去，那么在伦敦休息一天的时候，我就参加他们那个一天这个一日游啊。
And when I was on a business trip, when I was still working, I had a chance to go to London, and there was a day of a vacation tour, and so I took that opportunity.
那个导游是一个白发苍苍的 gentleman, 头发都白了，他做了几十年的导游啊。
And the tourist, the tour guide, he was very advanced in age, great hair. He's been doing this for many, many years.
我难得碰到这么好的导游。
And very, very seldom do I come across a tour guide that was as good as he was.
那我们到了下午，靠近下。
And so when we came to in the afternoon and the time when everybody quit work and goes home.
街上很多人，然后很多人排队等 bus.
And so all of a sudden you see an influx of people on the street and people are in line waiting for the buses.
那个他说，你看我们伦敦人骄傲到说。 伦敦是什么世界上最好的一个城市
And so we who are we Englishmen we believe London is the best city in the world.
但是你看看外面哪一个人的脸上有笑容
And he told all of us look at all the faces on the streets.
啊，所以我们
Can you spot anyone with a smile?
我们全车大笑
And so we all started laughing.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上追求，我们以为的 better life.
So, brothers, when we are pursuing, and we think we're pursuing a better life,
把我们累得不得了,
and that we're exhausted.
我记得我很小的时候看，应该是《天路历程》的，因为它有很多版本哈，就是我看到其中一个里面有一个插图。
And when I was reading the Pilgrim's Progress when I was a kid, I remember seeing a particular image or a picture in that book.
那个插图我现在找不到，我去 Google search 找不到。
And I try to find that exact picture that I saw when I was a kid. I cannot find it, no matter how I search for it.
他故事里面讲到有一个人有一天在那个地上还是垃圾捡到一个戒指还是捡到一个金币啊。
And the story goes as a man finds a particular a ring or a coin as he was on his journey.
从那天开始,
and from that particular day,
他都是弯着腰走路,
and he started walking with his head looking on the ground.
他希望再找到一个,
he wants to find another coin.
所以走着一年过去，两年过去，三年过去,
and so after a year, after 2 years, after 3 years, he became a hunchback.
但是呢，这个图上呢，顶上有一个金冠冕。
But above his head, you see this golden crown.
这个 pilgrim, 这个天路客, 被地吸引了。
This pilgrim, the one who's on a heavenly journey, he's now drawn his gaze to the ground.
为了在这地上得到一点东西, 忘记了神给我们预备的那个属天的荣耀。
And in order to gain that one, find another coin on the ground, he has forgotten the golden crown that is above his head.
因为我找不到那个图, 我自己做了一个给你们看。
So I couldn't find that picture, so I created one myself.
那这个是背着重担的人，好。那个、
And this is a person with a heavy load, a burden on his back.
并不是在找金子的人。
He's not searching for a gold coin.
弟兄姊妹，在这个地上真的是劳苦担重担的世界。
Brother and sister, we living in this world is a world that is heavily laden.
如果你想要有空再来爱主，有空再来侍奉。 我跟你说，世界的王绝对不可能准许你的。
If in your heart and your mind you say that when I have time, when I have the energy to come to love the Lord, I will tell you the kingdom of this world will not allow you to have it.
你永远找不到空，你永远没有空来侍奉主。
You will never find opportunity. You will never find a space and time to serve the Lord.
你所有多出来的时间、力量、金钱，他都把你拿去了。
Everything that is extra in your life, the enemy will come and rob you of it.
尤其现在又发明了这个随身带的小手机，对不对？
And particularly now we know this wonderful invention of a cell phone that we carry with us all the time.
你所有空的时间都被它拿去了。
And every residual time that you have is spent on that thing.
我一直建议弟兄姊妹每天晚上算一下，你至少算两个礼拜，每天晚上算一下，你今天有多少的时间花在神的身上。花在永生的事情上，有多少时间花在今生的事上
？And I ask every brother and sister to put to practice for at least 2 weeks. When you go to bed, before you go to bed, think about how much time, how many of the things that you've done throughout this day that has eternal value.
或是另外一种算法也可以。
Or another way to do your accounting.
你每一天结束的时候，你觉得今天最有成就、最得意的有哪些事情
？And at the conclusion of that day, what are the things that you're most proud of?The things that you feel that I done something that's of worth.
就像一个人开了一个商店，每天晚上回来数钱，今天赚了多少钱啊
？Just like someone who's opening a store at the closing of the store, every night he's going to count what is his profit.
你每天晚上算一算，你今天得了多少
？So every night I want to ask everybody, count your profit.
然后有多少的东西是有永恒价值的
？And of all the things that you consider profitable, how many of those things have eternal value?
你说，哎呀，我今天赚了30万。
You said today I made $300,000.
那是大富翁的钱啊 ，monopoly 的。
This is probably monopoly money.
那个钱不算数的。
Those money don't count.
你今天跟我说你赚了3亿，我也不会佩服你。
And if you say that I made $3 billion, $30 million, I wouldn't care either.
你说我买了，你说我买了自来水厂，我买了电力公司，你们都玩过吗？哈，买了旅馆，没有用。
I bought the General Power. I bought whatever railroads. I bought whatever boardwalk.
我们要的是真的。
It doesn't matter. What we desire is what is real.
可以存留到永远的。
We want things that can endure forever.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们再不醒过来，我们一辈子都在追求今生的东西。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not wake up, we will forever pursue the things that only sustain this life.
因为世界的王就一直把世界上的东西放在我们的眼前。
Because the king of the world will continue to display the things of this world before you.
让我们所在乎的、所追求的、所烦恼的都是今生的事情。
So that everything you care about, everything that you're running after, everything that you're worried about, only pertains to this life.
所以我们巴不得今天我们能够从一个属天的角度，从永恒的眼光来看我们今天在地上的生活和侍奉。
So I pray that today we would have a heavenly, we would have a perspective from God's perspective to look at the way we live, the way we serve today.
千万不要以为永生永恒是将来的事情。
Please do not think that eternal life, eternity is for something merely to come.
永生不是只是时间上的问题。
Eternal life is notSimply something pertaining to the element of time.
它是性质和境界的问题。
It speaks of nature and the realm that you are in.
所以，当我重生得救的时候，我得到了永远的生命，这是一个完全不同的生命。
When I've been born again, I receive a new life, an eternal life, a life that is completely different from my old life.
这个生命可以使我在地若天。活在一个不同的境界。
And this life that now I have allows me to live and walk on earth, but I am in heaven.
这个生命可以让我在基督里，在新造里过一个新造的生活。
This life allows me to live in Christ, to live in the realm of the new creation.
我还是一样上班下班，一样养孩子，一样在神家服侍，一样做过今生的生活。可是那个生命的性质。跟生活的境界完全不一样。
I can continue to go to work. I can continue to come home to raise my family, to raise my kids. I can do all those things. But with eternal life, I am now doing all those things in a different realm.
我决定相信我现在讲的东西，在座弟兄姊妹，你们大概至少80%的人早就知道，早就听过。
I think what I'm talking about right now, at least 80% of you who are here today, you've heard me say this before.
那我想问说，今天你的生活中80% 是活在有永恒价值的事情上吗？
And I want to ask everybody, can you say 80% of your life is spent on the things that have eternal value?
我跟你说，时间非常快的。
And I'll tell you, time goes by very quickly.
我进出医院起码住院十次了。
And I've gone in and out of hospital at least 10 times.
我最深的体会之一就是觉得生命非常脆弱，而且生命不在我们的手中。
And my deepest understanding in all these visits is that life is so fragile and is not within my control.
我没有一个人知道什么时候结束，对不对？
Nobody knows that when my life is going to come to an end.
你哪里知道飞机降落会有一架小飞机来跟你相撞？
So how do you know at the time when you're landing on the plane that another small plane is going to come and crash into you?
那还好你被救出来了。
And thank God you've been delivered.
但是我随时就可以走，对不对？
But anytime, you can go anytime.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神让我们从神的角度，从神旨意的角度来看我们今生。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we pray that we would be able to look at our life from God's perspective, from God's purpose and His will.
你就不会觉得，哎呀，这个世界活得好辛苦。
And then you won't come to this conclusion that it is so tired to live in this world.
活得好累。
I am so exhausted.
我跟你说，今天在教会里面喊累的人比世界上的人多多了。
And I will tell you, those who are crying out and saying, I'm exhausted, I'm tired in the house of God, surpass those who are in the world. Because the things and the time that we spend concerning the things of this world are not any less than those who are outside the house of God.
然后我们要再挤出一些时间来神家服事，来神家聚会，来追求。
And then we got
to, 当然累啊。
And then we got to squeeze some more time to come and serve in God's house, to come and pursue the Lord. Of course you're exhausted.
如果我们没有看见我们蒙恩的那个荣耀，那个价值，我们如果跟神之间的关系不够真实，那真的很辛苦。
And if we do not truly see our glorious position, our relationship with God, and how real that is, then yes, we will be very tired.
所以我才说，我们看着这么多教会，这么普遍的情形，里面有一种说不出来的痛苦，也是一个说不出来的不甘心。
And so I say, when I see this happening in all the many of the churches, I feel the pain, and I'm reluctant to let that keep going.
不是说我们不要好好过地上的生活。
I'm not saying that we don't live this life well.
我们有我们的角色，有我们的责任。
We all have our own responsibility, our roles to play.
但是我们要晓得，在这里有一个世界的系统，有一个世界的王，他在跟神抢人。
But there is a world system.That is at odds, that is at war with God concerning man.
你所有多出来的时间，所有多出来的力量，他都要把你拿去。
Anything that you have extra, anything of your extra of your time, anything extra of your strength, this world wants to take it.
你说我要看球赛，我要打 game, 我要出去度假，我要休息，我要什么？这些都不能说错，对不对？
And you say, oh, I want to watch a ball game, I want to go play a ball game, or I want to go on a vacation. None of these things are wrong in themselves.
圣经上也从来没有叫我们要丢掉这一切，那不然就到山里面去了，对不对？
And the Bible never told us to throw all these away, or else you would just, you know, go in solitude in the mountains.
而是关键是在里面，关键不在外面。
But the criticality is what's going on the inside, not what's going on the outside.
到底神对我们他是谁？
Who exactly is God to us?
到底他造我们的目的，他在我们身上要做的事，我知不知道？
And the purpose and the reason of his call for you, do you know what that is?
如果这个关系不正常，
If your relationship is not right with God,
如果我不知道他在我身上在做什么，他要的是什么，
If I have no idea what God is doing in my life, what he desires in my life,
我跟你说，我们基督徒的生活跟世界上的人生活没有差太多啊。
But I will tell you that the way we live our days will be no different than a non-believer, how they live their days.
很多不信主人可能活得比我们还有意义，他觉得。
A lot of people who do not believe in Christ, maybe they have life that are doing things that are even more meaningful.
所以我们今天要在这里讲说，让我们一起来建造今年的主题。
So this year's theme is come, let us arise and build together.
我们需要先让神来建造我们。
We need to let God to come and build us first.
我们才可能有真正合神心意，真正有永世价值的建造。
And then we will be able to construct, and we will be able to build that which has eternal value.
这个今天的前言讲太多了，但是前言比后面重要。
So all these words were just introductory. We're going to start a message now, because all those words are utmost important.
第一堂。
So we start our first message this week.
三合一的神是伟大的建造者。
The triune God, he is the great builder.
我跟你讲，光光这几个字，我每次读到它，我心里面有一个说不出来的澎湃，觉得一面觉得不配，一面觉得太荣耀。
And when I come across these words, that I feel the such glory, and at the same time that I'm so insignificant to speak of it.
如果我们真知道自己所信的是谁
，If we truly know whom we have believed in，
真知道把神当神的话
，If we really truly treat God as God，
弟兄姊妹，我就说光这个题目，你里面就被提起来了。
And I will tell you, just looking at these words in by themselves, you should be lifted up already.
你们还记得我曾经说过哈，如果你真认识神的话
，And I've said this to all of you before. If you truly know God，
你说我不过像海边。海滩上的一粒沙
You said I'm but a grain of sand on the seashore.
你都太骄傲了
And you would still be too prideful.
真的
I'm being very real with you.
光一个银河系 100 billion 一千亿个星球
The 100 billion stars just within our galaxy.
而整个宇宙又有一千亿个银河系
How many?
100 billion.
There are another 100 billion a galaxy like ours.
我今天 Google 了一下，数到一亿大概要十一年。
一亿多少？
等于 100 million.
If you want to count to 100 million, it will take you roughly 11 years.
你要数一千亿的话，你又后面数字是越来越长，应该是更长的。那你就已经11,000年了 11,000 years.
It will take you a long, 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 long time to count all those numbers.
那如果又是一百亿个银河系，你说吧，你根本就连算都不要算，连想都不要想。
If you just simply think about the quantity of the stars that you got to count, you can't even begin to count with your lifetime.
这么伟大的宇宙，神不过说有就有，命令它都出现了。
This universe, as we know it, it came to existence by the word.Of his mouth.
而且圣经上说每一个星球在神的面前都有名字你知道吗他按着名字叫他们出来的
And the scripture says that the Lord God calls each and every one of them by name.
而这么伟大的神今天做工在你我的身上
And this great and awesome God, he is now working in your life and in my life.
这么伟大的神爱你爱我甚至为我们舍命。
And this awesome, great God loves you and he loves me and he poured out his life for us.
这么伟大的神宇宙根本不够他居住他居然住在你我的心中。
This God who is so great that the universe cannot contain him to be his dwelling place, yet he lives in you and he lives in me.
所以我们真的不甘心继续软弱不甘心继续活在捆绑的里面。
So, brothers and sisters, we should not continue to live in weakness.And in bondage.
我们从世界里面被救出来就是为了要来敬拜要来侍奉这位伟大的神。
We've been delivered out of this world so that we may worship, we may serve this God.
所以今天我们说三合一的神是最伟大的 builder.
And again we say the triune God, he is the greatest builder.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一起从事这个伟大的建造。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together partakes of this building.
你看我们不过为了 把那块乱七八糟的地建起来要找建筑师找 builder, 我们同工们不知道开过多少不少 interview review 过多少个建筑师建筑商
For those of you who are not familiar, we're in the process of building out the Bethel sanctuary. Just that small area there, we spent so many meetings, so many time, so much research, interviewing so many people to help this project.
我们就是希望找到一个 可靠的可以好好把这件事情做好的
We want to find someone who's reliable, who can do the job well.
那你说今天建造教会建造你建造我，神不是把我们丢给天使。
And you said when God is working on us, He's building us up. He did not just cast this responsibility to the angels.
以前有一个弟兄讲了一个例子，他说有一个人重生得救了。
And a brother once gave this analogy: a person came to faith in Christ.
那个天使，这个米迦勒说。哦、我愿意当他的老师我来训练他、
Michael, the archangel came and said I will be his tutor I will train him up、
不管 Gabriel 一个是 Michael 反正一个加百列一个米迦勒、
Gabriel and Michael、
第一个天使长来神说不行你没有资格
And when they came to for the interview for the job, God says, no, you don't qualify.
天使长没资格,
but this is the archangel, and he has not the qualification to do it. Then who else would have the qualification?
亚述大军来围攻耶路撒冷, 神不过派了一个天使, 杀了18万5千, 整个亚述退军了。
The Syrian army came and surrounded the nation of Israel. God sent one angel and it annihilated and destroyed all of them.
怎么可能天使长没有资格?
How is it that the archangel do not have the qualification?
米迦勒来了。
And then Michael came. The other archangel came.
神说你也没有资格,
and God says, I'm sorry, you're not qualified either.
这是我的儿子。
This is my son.
我要亲自教育他。
I am going to teach him myself.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不是假想的, 这是真的。
Brothers, this is not just hearsay, this is real.
圣经上说, 这样耶和华独自引导他。 没有别神跟他同在。
And the Lord said in his word that in this such way the Lord has led and guided him and no one like him.
圣灵是我们最好的保惠师, 亲自教导我们。
The Holy Spirit is the comforter within. He's the one that teaches us.
基督呼召我们做他的门徒, 他亲自训练我们。
Jesus calls us to be his followers, to be his disciples, so he would train us up.
所以你知道中国有所谓的五轮, 就是五个重要的 relationship。
There are five important relationships in the Chinese culture, five virtues.
君臣、父子、夫妇、兄弟、朋友，五个啊， 没有关系。
Yeah. You just know there's five.
这五个重要的关系, 每个人其实优先顺序不见得合乎这个已经在造的这个, 尤其是现代。
These five speaks of the various relationships, the important relationship within humanity. And for each and every one of us, particularly in the time that we live in, the priority and order of those relationships is already kind of jumbled up.
你们在美国长大的孩子会把总统放第一吗?
Those of you who grew up here in America, would you esteem your leader, your president, as the most important relationship in your life?
在中国传统是君王第一。
In the Chinese culture, you esteem the emperor, the king, the most.
在美国可以说 Mark Clinton是笨蛋, 被抓起来说, 因为你泄露国家机密。
And when someone said President Clinton was a fool, he was actually arrested and said you divulged a top secret for our country.
当然这是笑话, 只有美国人讲这种笑话。
It's a joke, right? But only Americans can go and tell these jokes.
在中国不光砍头诛九族,
In China, if you said such words concerning the leadership, not only would you lose your head, all your family would lose their heads.
你要晓得这个背后, 撒旦就是不要人看见那个最重要的关系, 是神和人的关系。
And I want to say that behind all of this, there is a veil that the enemy does not want us to see, that there's a far more important relationship, this relationship between God and man.
不管刚才那五个, 你把谁放在第一个, 有人把夫妻, 放第一个, 有人把孩子放第一个。
And some people may put the spouse, the relationship with their spouse as number one, or maybe relationship with their kids as number one.
但是只要神不是首位, 我们都错了, 我们都被骗了。
I want to say, unless God has the first place, then we are all deceived, we are all wrong.
另外, 我们特别也要强调的, 就是今天我们基督徒被仇敌蒙蔽到一个地步。
And the other thing that I want to emphasize tonight is that the children of God, we've been blinded to the extent.
我们居然把这么伟大的神拉到跟地上的人事物摆在一起, 然后来排优先顺序。
And we took this great and awesome God, we pulled and yanked him down to earth, and we prioritize him according to the things of this world.
然后我们有那么多的讲座, workshop 在讨论如何平衡家庭、教会、侍奉。
And then we have so many workshops that talks about how do I bring a balance between ministry, service, family, and me personal, my personal needs.
整个大方向就是错误，就是被仇敌蒙蔽，被仇敌欺骗。
I will tell you this grand direction is a deception from the enemy.
这么伟大的神怎么可能放在五轮里面？
This great and awesome God, how do you take him and put him in the same level as the rest of the things in your life?
我们看到多少人生了孩子以后不再来聚会，不再追求，不再长进。 不再侍奉了。
So many people, once they have kids, they stop coming to church, they stop coming to services, worship, and even ministries.
我们把神给我们的产业、给我们的祝福放到第一位去了。
And we took what God has blessed us with, the inheritance that He's given us, and we put that in the very first place now.
原来那么爱主的，就为了一个女朋友，从此不来教会了。
And we used to be fervent, and we love the Lord, but because of my girlfriend, I don't come to church anymore.
为了今生丧失永恒，值得吗？
For this life, you're giving up eternity. Is that worth it?
弟兄姊妹，今天神家不想用律法、用要求来带领弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, we are not leading each of you by legalism.
我们里面需要开启，看见了你自然撇下，你自然尊主为大，甚至在凡事上让他居首位。
If you see, if this vision catches you.Then you yourself will cast those things away, and you will let the Lord be the first place.
这叫 first thing first.
And this is what is meant by first thing first.
你把神摆对的位置，你自己再也不会动摇了。
You put God in the right place, then you will no longer be shaken.
不管你在今生生病也好，家庭有问题，公司有问题，人生碰到挑战，你自己里面把神摆对的，你非常稳的。
If, whether you're physically ill, whether there are issues with the family or it's the issues at work, if you put God at the right place, then I will tell you, you will be firm in all that you do.
因为这位伟大的神跟今生任何的人事物是没得相比的 not comparable.
Because this great and awesome God is not comparable with anything.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，今天这个信息虽然好像有点高，但是它是真实的，这是圣经的东西。
Brother and sister, I know the message tonight may seem like they're a little lofty, but I want to say that they're very, very substantial. They're solid.
仇敌让我们忽略了那最重要、最不可少的事情。
The enemy wants us to neglect the one thing that is the most important.
我再放一个照片，这个传福音的时候，圣诞节刚放过。
I want to share another picture. While we were giving the gospel, we showed the same photo.
The life of a Christmas tree.
The life of a Christmas tree.
圣诞树的人生。
A life of a Christmas tree.
我们在这个圣诞树极其可能的去装饰它，让它美丽，让它可以值得夸耀。
And when it comes to Christmas season, we have this tree, we decorate it, and we put all sorts of ornaments so that it will look glorious.
我们挂上我们的学位，挂上我们的车子，挂上我们的房子，挂上我们一窝的孩子。
And in our lives, we hang the ornaments of our degree, of our fancy cars, of our houses, of our children.
现在 Ivy League 几个学校？八个。OK, 我升八个，都是 Ivy League 每一个学校。
I don't know how many Ivy League schools there are, but I graduated from all of them.
那别人只有一个，我八个。
And somebody only has one, but I got eight.
别人只有一个是什么什么 college, 我们这个是。Ivy League 的
somebody went to such and such college, but I went to an Ivy League college.
我们拼命加，拼命加，拼命加，拼命加，但是忘了一件最重要的事情。
And we keep adding these ornaments of our lives, our accolades in our lives, but we forgot the one thing.
这棵树被砍下来的时候，它已经跟生命脱节，它的结局是枯干。
We forgot that when this tree was cut, when it was severed from its roots, now it is on its pathway of dying and is drying up.
枯干是它的结局，焚烧是它的结局。
At the end of this tree is withering, and the end of this tree is for the fire.
有一天，所有挂上去的东西都得拿下来。
And one day, everything that is hung upon this tree would be taken off.
所以弟兄姊妹，不可少的事情，为什么主强调不可少，不可少？
And why is it that the Lord emphasized what is the one thing, the one thing that you cannot do without?
就是我们跟他的关系。我们生命的问题。
It is our relationship with Him, whether we are still living.
你不会把不可少的事情跟那么多可以少的事情摆在一起，然后去排 priority 的。
You would not take the things that you cannot do without and place them with all the things that you could go without and say, what's the priority, right?
你把一个鱼从水里面拿上来跟他讨论，怎么样子活得好，吃什么东西有营养。根本是开玩笑的事情。
And you take a fish out of the water and you begin to have a dialogue with the fish and say, this is the way that you're going to have a good life, what you should eat, what you should do. This is a joke, right?
他已经根本失去了他生存该有的范围跟享受了。
This fish has been taken out of the realm of enjoyment, the realm of what is living for him.
一个人真实的喜乐和满足真实的价值都在基督里。
A person's true joy and satisfaction is only in Christ.
在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand is pleasure forevermore.
当你将神摆对的位置，你的心欢喜，你的灵快乐，我们的肉身安然居住。
And when you place God at the right place, then your heart rejoices, and you will dwell in security.
所有圣经上的应许在你身上才可能真的。
And then all the promises you discover in the Word of God becomes real.
圣经上说，在世上有苦难，在我里面有平安。你跟主的关系不正常，你不会有平安的。
And so the Word of God tells us, in this world you'll have tribulation, but in me you have peace. If you don't have the right relationship with God, there's no way for you to have peace.
你念一百遍，你也不会有平安的。
You recite those exact words 100 times, you won't have peace.
只有当我们把主摆对了，跟主的关系正常了，你发现我的生活、我的侍奉、我的职场全部上轨道，自然有秩序。
It is only when you place the Lord at the right place that you are on track. Everything comes into order.
神会把智慧给我们的。
And God will give us the wisdom.
所以我说要让主居首位，你不要以为是要让教会或是侍奉居首位，我没有这个意思。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not telling you to let the church be your first place. Let your services be the first place.
教会服事都不能取代神的。
The church, services, ministry cannot replace God.
而是你把主摆对的位置，你现在去做所有的事情，你就知道什么是该有的次序。
And then when you place the Lord at the right place, now you begin to engage, then you will know what are the priorities.
不同的时候，不同的处境，你会有不同的 priority, 但是不是把神摆在一起来讨论的。
At different times, different seasons, you'll have different priorities in your lives, but you are not going to put God as a discussion of whether he is a priority in my life.
而是他理当在凡事上居首位，他永远高居不下。
Because he needs...It is rightful for him to have the first place. He can never be brought down.
你绝对不可能对你的爱人或是对你的妻子说，老婆，你知道我多爱你吗？
And you would never say to your spouse or to your wife, dear, do you know how much I love you?
我的心，我的时间跟我的力量，80%都要花在你身上。
My heart and my time and all my resources, 80% of it is spent on you.
我10%给 Lady A.
10% of it I would give to this Lady A.
5%给 Lady B.
And 5% for Lady B.
4%给 Lady C.
4% for Lady C.
只有1%给 Lady D.
And only 1% I'm going to give to Lady D.
你还没讲到 B, C, D, 老婆的巴掌就上来了。
And you haven't gone to B or you've gone to C, you're going to find a slap on your face.
你说我低我才给 1%， 我给你80%还不够。
I said, Lady D, I only gave 1% of my heart. I gave you 80%. Is that not enough?
我劝你今天回家不要试试看。
I'm going to tell the brothers, please don't go home and joke around tonight.
美国买不到爆弹。
There's no way you could buy insurance for that.
Insurance is good. 中国人说吃那个豹子的胆会让你变得很勇敢。
That won't translate well in English.
没有关系，非常好。但是他说我买不到 insurance， 那也是很对的。你要把主摆对位置。
You need to put the Lord at the right place.
所以这个问题只有你自己可以回答。
And this is a question only you can answer.
到底谁今天坐在你心中的宝座上？
Who is sitting on the throne of your heart?
谁？
Who?
可能是老婆，可能是孩子，可能是老板，可能是钱财，可能是你自己。
Maybe it is your wife. Maybe it is your kids. Maybe it is your job. Maybe it is your work. Maybe it is money.
你如果想让你的人生真正活得喜乐、满足、有价值
，If you truly want to have your life to live in joy and something of value.
你真的想那天见主的时候能够没有遗憾说我不虚此生。
And you want to be able to see the Lord on that day and say, God, I have no regrets for this life.
我趁你现在就把那个从宝座上给脱下来。
And I would advise you, whoever is sitting on that throne that is not God,
让神坐在你心中的宝座上。
And allow God to sit on the throne of your heart.
我今天早上又在读哥罗西书，讲到万有是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
And I was reading Colossians once again this morning that all things were made by him and through him.
他远远远远超过一切的受造。
And he surpasses all of creation.
圣经上说， 他理当在凡事上居首位。
And so therefore the scripture said that he is supposed to have the first place.
弟兄姊妹，不要让神和你的生活中间起冲突。
Brothers and sisters, do not allow God himself to be someone that is in conflict with the things in your life.
不要把你跟神的关系、跟其他人际关系、跟生活、跟侍奉、跟职场摆在一起，来讨论怎么样子不要有冲突。
Do not put everything on the same. Do not put your relationship with God on the same scale as your relationship with everything else and everyone else. That it would create a conflict.
神跟所有属地的人事物都不能摆在一起。
God and all things in this life cannot be placed on the same level.
Incomparable Christ.
It is the incomparable Christ.
不要拿世上的东西去跟这伟大的神、宇宙的主宰。你 为我们舍命的主来相比。
And do not compare the things of this world with the author and the creator of the universe.
他配得我们所有的。
And he is worthy of our all.
这个叫意象。
This, brother and sister, is vision.
当你真看见神的伟大。
When you truly see how great God is.
当你真看见神在做什么。
When you truly understand what God is doing.
我们整个生活被翻过来了，不一样。
Your entire life would be turned upside down. It would be different.
你礼拜一还是去上班，你回到家还是要做饭，孩子哭了，你还是得帮他换尿布。
On Monday, you still need to go to work. When you go home, you still need to cook. When your kids are crying, needs a diaper change, you still need to do the same.
外面都一样，但是里面不一样，境界不一样，价值不一样。
Everything on the outside looks exactly the same, but inside of you, your value, your worth, your direction is now different.
First thing first.
Brother and sister, again, first thing first.
摆对了，什么都对了。
When the first thing is placed at the right place, then everything is right.
所以我们要知道到底神在做什么。
Brother and sister, we need to know what God is doing.
为什么他要建造我们？
Why does he want to build us up?
现在我们来看我们的主题经文。
And we'll come and look at our theme verse for this evening.
这段的经文很重要，我们中文读一遍，英文读一遍。
It is very important, so I'm going to ask brothers and sisters to read it together in Chinese and English.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4 through 5 and 9. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这段的圣经至少提到在基督里我们四个不同的角色或是目的。
These words, these verses tells us the four aspects of our relationship and our purpose in the sight of God.
第一个，我们成为活石。
Number one, we are made living stones.
Living stone. 这是我今天下午临时做的哈。
And this afternoon, I put these charts together.
讲到四个。
It speaks of four things.
第一个 living stone.
Number one, you're a living stone.
活说到充满生命。
The word living speaks of the fact that you're full of life.
而且前面讲到耶稣是 living stone, 我们也是活石。
Because it says Jesus, he is the living stone, that's why we are living stones.
我们拥有基督的生命，所以是活的。
So we possess the life of Jesus Christ, therefore we are alive.
而石头是为了建造用的。
And these stones, they are made for the purpose of building.
好，所以你是活石，我是活石，他是活石，我们碰在一起成为灵宫，成为神的居所。
So you're a living stone, I'm a living stone, when we're put together, build up together to be a spiritual house.
旧约用会幕，用圣殿，新约用教会来表达。
And the Old Testament used the tabernacle and the temple, and the New Testament, the church is the type.
第三个讲到我们是圣洁的祭司。
Thirdly, we are a holy priesthood.
我们是活在神面前的。
We are people living in the presence of God.
侍奉神的人。
We are people here to serve God.
我一直记得 Aaron 以前有一次带诗歌，那个我印象很深刻。
And I remember many a while ago when Aaron was leading worship.
他在宝座前，那么多天使在唱诗敬拜神。
And so when the heavens, when all the angels were singing out loud praising God.
当我们地上这些蒙恩的罪人要准备唱诗敬拜他的时候。
When all of us who are redeemed and saved by grace, when we're ready to begin worship.
神跟天使说安静。
And the Lord says to the angels, quiet.
我要听我儿女在我面前的唱诗跟敬拜。
I want to hear the songs of my children unto me.
弟兄姊妹，有没有这样子君尊祭司的那种荣耀在我们里面？
And brothers, do you sense this glorious calling of being a holy priest?
你试试看，你下次唱诗的时候，把心打开，自由一点，你不要管旁边看不看，你举手怎么唱。唱的对不对都不要管。
So next time as you begin to sing and begin to worship, open up your hearts, maybe lift up your hands. Don't worry about the people that are around you.
就像希伯来的作者说的，带着诚心、充足的信心来到神面前。
Just like the author of Hebrews tells us to come before the Lord God with the fullness of faith.
这是祭司要做的事情。
This is what the priest needs to do.
侍立在至高者面前向他敬拜。
He stands before the presence of God to worship God.
最后一个讲到献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And then what are these priests doing? They are offering up a spiritual sacrifice that's acceptable to God.
我们在献祭，在献自己。
And when we are offering a sacrifice, we are offering ourselves.
献上自己当作活祭。
And to offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以我们是活石，又是活祭。
So we are a living stone, we are a living sacrifice.
我们是神的居所，我们又是圣洁的祭司。
We are the dwelling place of God, but yet at the same time, we are of the holy, a holy priesthood.
你看你们底下没有一个人笑的。
And not a single one of you are smiling as I'm saying.
你老板现在在这里说，我明天升你当 vice president， 你笑不笑
？And if your boss tells you tomorrow I'm going to make you vice president of the company, are you going to smile？
我跟你说，美国总统都比不上君尊的祭司。
And I will tell you, even the president of America cannot be compared with the royal priest that stands before God.
我不是酸葡萄。
I'm not being a sour grape.
每一个人要这样子来看自己，看重自己在神面前蒙恩的价值。
Every single one of us, we need to see ourselves for who we really are, people who are of the grace of God.
所以前面的弟兄前辈告诉我们，如果你觉得奉献或是侍奉神是给神面子。是勉强，你就不要来。
The brothers who are running ahead of us that tells us that if you think that when you serve God you're doing something to save face for God, then he said, I'd rather you don't serve.
你如果真看见是侍奉宇宙的主宰
，But if you truly see that you're serving.The author of the universe.
你真觉得我可以借着我一点点的得着来奉献给神，讨神喜悦
？And from what I have received and what I have, to cause Him to be pleased.
你要为着神给我这样子的特权和恩典，他说我们都该跪着、爬着到主面前谢谢他。
Is that for such grace and for such opportunity, we should all prostrate and fall on the ground and thank the Lord God?
不会像我说的那个人掏出钱包掏了三张。最小的钞票，最烂的钞票丢到奉献箱去。
Not like the example that I once gave, someone who came to the offering box, pulled out his wallet and picked out the three worst $1 bills and threw it in the box.
不认识神。
He did not understand who God is.
所以光就的这一节，我觉得已经很够让我们知道神临到我们身上的恩典是什么。
Brothers and sisters, through these verses alone.We know the grace that has befallen on us.
他为什么要建造我们？
Why is he building us?
而且也讲出了为什么三而一的神需要一起来参与。
And that also gives us the reason why the triune God is doing this work together.
你们觉得为什么需要三位神，三而一的神一起来？
Why do you think the triune God, all three persons needs to be involved?
光一位不够吗？
Isn't it enough just for one?
当然够，他是同一位神，是吧？
Of course, because they're one.
但是圣经上强调三位一的神都参与。
But the scripture emphasized the notion that the triune God, the three persons of the Godhead, are all part of this work.
第一件事情讲到神的重视。
And number one, it speaks of how God values what He's doing.
因为在神眼中，这件事比创造宇宙
Because in God's eyes, this particular thing that he's doing is greater than his creation of the universe.
宇宙他说有就有，命立就立。
The universe came to be by the word of his mouth.
为了建造我们，为了建造教会，你看他花多少的功夫，花多长的时间。
In order to build us up, in order to build up his church, can you imagine how long and how much effort the Lord has spent?
宇宙他说有就有。
The universe came to be just by his words.
一下就出来了。
They popped right out.
教会。新耶路撒冷，新父到今天还没有预备好。
The church, the New Jerusalem, the dwelling place of God is not yet made ready today.
为什么启示录二十一章讲到等到新父预备好了，圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降
？Why did the Revelation 21 tell us that when the bride is made ready, then the New Jerusalem will come from heaven above?
所以它不光是一件很荣耀。很太宝贵的一件事情。
Not only is a glorious thing, a precious thing,
也是一件太困难的事情。
But it is also something that is very challenging.
困难不是神有困难。
It is not challenging because God is difficult for him.
困难出在我们这些带有罪性又具有自由意志的人身上。
That the challenge comes with we who have a sinful nature and who has a will of our own.
因为神不能勉强我们。
Because God will never force us.
他等候我们信而顺服的来配合他。
He waits for us to trust him, to obey him, and to come alongside him.
我跟你说哈，神那个爱，那个最伟大的爱，就是他在我们身上的耐心。
Princess, I will tell you, God's greatest love is displayed in His patience with us.
我曾经举过例子哈，假装你现在所有所用的东西全部一下变得有自由意志啊。
And I gave this example before. Let's say everything that you possess, everything that you own, all of a sudden has a will of its own.
我跟你说，你不仅活得很痛苦，你根本不想活。
And I will tell you, it'd be very, very difficult for you to sustain your life. You might not even want to live anymore.
你要刷牙，牙刷说 no, 你嘴巴太臭。
And you want to brush your teeth, your toothbrush says no, that place stinks, I don't want to go there.
你说我要开车，我要去教会，迟到了，车子说我昨天已经跑了超过我的 quota, 不跑。
And you say to this morning, I gotta get to church, I gotta drive the car. The car says no, I reached my quota yesterday, I'm not starting today.
你要穿那件衣服，他说 no, 这件衣服我不喜欢在你身上，我喜欢在他身上。
And you want to go pick out this particular dress or clothes, and the dress says no, I like myself on that person, I don't like it on you.
我不要再举例子了哈，包括你现在坐的椅子，绝对不让你坐，怎么弄屁股坐在我身上
？Just the chair, the very chair you're sitting on is going to say, "I'm going to allow your butt to sit on top of me."
活不下去。
It'd be very, very difficult for you to live.
你有想到，怎么可能这么伟大的神对我们这么有耐心
？And then I want to ask everybody to begin to ponder.How did this great and awesome God have such patience with us?
一再不肯顺服，一再埋怨，一再逃避，但是他还是用不肯改变的爱。
We resist him, we deny him, we reject him time and time again, but he comes with a love that never fails.
弟兄姊妹，我希望你们知道，我今天晚上讲这篇信息，其实是完全 out of 神的爱。
My brothers and sisters, I want everyone to know that this evening, when you're hearing this message from me, is out of the love of God.
因为神真的带着这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹来到我们中间。
Because God really has brought many wonderful brothers and sisters here in this church.
很多人都是非常聪明、非常杰出，这个非常有教养，学问也很好，各方面很多条件都很好。
And there are a lot of people with very, very a lot of gifts, a lot of qualities in this life.
但是我多么不甘心你们被世界的王拿去用。
But I do not want.That the king of this world would take possession of you.
而不是为着我们那一位理当为他而活的那位神而活着。
And that you are not living for God who is your rightful service.
不是为着那个那么荣耀的一个意象跟使命而活着。
And you're not living according to such a glorious purpose and glorious will of God.
所以希伯来的作者讲到那些人的时候说这些人是世界不配有的。
And so when the author of Hebrew, when he begins to recount one by one these people of faith, he says that these are the people that the world is not worthy of having.
你要不要跟你隔壁的人讲一下，哎，弟兄，你是这个世界不配有的。
And say to the person next to you, this world is not worthy of you.
什么叫世界不配有？他没有资格有你。
Well, what does it mean that this world is not worthy of you? It's not worthy to have you, possess you.
更不要说他当我们的督工，我们当他的奴隶。
And not to say that it became the slave driver and you became the slave.
那是不对的 ，something wrong. 我觉得我们基督徒，教会的教导，基督徒的生活，基督徒的侍奉，真的是 something wrong.
Brothers, I would tell you if that's what's happening, then something is wrong. Something is wrong with the teaching that in the Church of God.
就在最重要、最关怀、最不可少的事情上，我们被仇敌给夺去了。
The most important, the most crucial thing, the enemy has robbed us of it.
在神手中被神经营、被神建造，成为他的杰作，成为他的居所。你觉得这是多荣耀的事情、啊、
How glorious for you to understand that you are in the hands of God and God's hand is upon you, His molding, His making and shaping you and to be a dwelling place for Him.
所以神建造我们是要叫我们成为他的居所。
And when God builds us up, He is for the purpose that He may dwell in us.
他住在这里，他永远跟我们同在。伟大的神永远跟我们同在。
That we would be His dwelling place, that this great and awesome God is forever with us.
他是光，他是爱，他是生命，他在这里，光、爱、生命都在我们中间。
He is light, He is love. When He is here, they are all here.
他要充满在我们的里面。
He wants to fill Himself up within us.
让我们过完全不一样的人生。
That we will live a life that is completely different.
对不起，我现在才开始讲第一点。
Coming to the very first point for tonight's message.
我已经说过前言长，但是前言太重要。
And I said again, you know, all these introduction prefaces, they're very, very important. I know they're long.
后面的经文大家可以慢慢去读，但是三个点我点到就好了，好不好？
Brothers and sisters, the verses that are cited for tonight, I ask you to read them, but I want to remind you of these three points.
我想我应该在 SVCA 还会一段时间，我可以慢慢讲。
I think I will continue to be here at SVCA for some time, so I have some time to articulate on these words.
第一个是父神，这位伟大的神，他亲自在建造一座城。
Number one, we need to realize God the Father Himself manages and is building this city with a foundation.
不是现在才开始，他说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，历世历代的圣徒都向往这座有根基的城。
It is not that God just begun now, but it says that Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Jacob, they were all looking forward to this city with a foundation.
旧约的人、新约的人，包括现代的人、未来的人，只要在主没有回来以前，都向着这座城而去。
The Old Testament, the New Testament, brothers and sisters, in this time, and brothers and sisters that is to come, before the Lord comes back, every believer is walking and running towards the city.
也是大卫远远就看见神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And David saw it from afar. He says, "The city of God, glorious things are spoken of you."
启示录告诉我们，那座圣城从天而降的时候，充满着荣耀，各式各样的宝石。
And Revelation tells us that when that glorious city came down from heaven, it's full of glory, full of precious stones.
没有时间讲。第二个，基督是整个建造的根基、蓝图。和一切建造的材料。
The second point tonight that Christ, He is the foundation, the blueprint, and all the material for the construction.
保罗说他立好的根基，这个根基就是基督。此外，没有人可以立任何别的根基。
Paul says, "I have set the foundation. No one can set another foundation." He's referring to Christ.
蓝图，圣经上说到，凡所造的都要照着山上的样式。
Blueprint.The scripture tells us that everything that you build, everything that you make, has to be according to the pattern on the mount.
材料，有人用草木和谐，那是说到旧造天然生命的，出来的东西。
And material, some people will use wood, hay, or stubble. It speaks of what comes out of our natural man.
火一烧就烧掉，存不下来。
When the fire comes through, it's consumed. It cannot retain.
金银宝石都说到神。的儿子那个伟大的生命，十架火炼过的生命。
Gold, silver, precious stone, all speaks of the nature and the quality of the life of Christ that has gone through the cross.
刚才我们讲到建造灵宫，主乃是活石，我们也都是活石、
And when we talk about God building a spiritual house, We are all living stones.
啊，你们英文组已经有 cornerstone 了，需要 living stone.
The English ministry, we have a small group by the name of Cornerstone. We need a living stone.
我很早就建议他们取 living stone, 他们就不肯取。现在三股听说有一个小组要叫 living stone.
Wow. A long, long time ago, Pastor Yu has encouraged the English ministry to start a small group by the name of Living Stone. We never took that opportunity. We hear the Tri-Valley Church small group may take that name.
根基、蓝图、材料都是基督。
And again, Christ, He is the foundation, He's the blueprint, He's the material, He's all of it.
所以你要跳出那种有形建筑的观念。
And you have to jump out of the form of a structure.
神要得到的这个殿、这个灵宫是一个活的基督 ，living person 是基督的扩大。
And this spiritual dwelling place is a living person, is the magnification of the personhood of Christ.
你问我说这个建材到底是基督还是我们？不是说我们也像活石被建成灵宫吗
？And you say the material is that Christ or is that us? It says that we're supposed to be living stones being built up as a living house for the Lord.
两个都对。
They're both right.
但是是我们里面的基督。
It is us, but it is the Christ within us.
不是我里面的旧造老亚当，是我里面基督的活出，基督的替代。
It's not the old Adamic nature within me, but it is the living out of the Christ within me, the substitution of His life for my life.
所以一个真正看见这个意象的人啊
，A person who truly sees this vision.
他会非常在乎他生活每一件事情。
He will really care about the details of his life.
他要活出基督，在基督里，他知道这一切都是耶路撒冷的材料。
So when I live out Christ in every details of my life, this becomes a material for the New Jerusalem.
这是不能朽坏、不能玷污，为我们存留在天上的基业。
This is incorruptible, undefiled, an inheritance stored up for us.
所以我们每一个人在这里活出基督的时候，耶路撒冷。的宝石更成熟了更丰富了。
So when we start living out Christ every single day of our life, these precious stones, these materials, they become full and more mature.
第三个，圣灵赐下智慧、能力和各样的恩赐，要来完成这个大工。
And the third point, the Holy Spirit gives wisdom, power, and various gifts to complete this great work.
啊，林前十二章告诉我们，教会的诞生跟形成是借着圣灵。
And First Corinthians tells us that the birth of the church and the working of it within the church.It's through the Holy Spirit.
他说，不管是犹太人、希利尼人、为奴的、自主的，都从一个圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
As for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free.
以弗所书一章十七节讲到圣灵赐下智慧，赐下智慧和启示的灵。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us the Holy Spirit gives the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使徒行传一章八节，圣灵赐下能力，圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得着能力。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 tells us the Holy Spirit sent forth gives the power. The Spirit of God will be upon you, and you will have power from on high.
所以刚才于师母祷告还是什么说，跟同工交通 ，No prayer, no power. 还有一句话 ，No power, no service.
And Pastor Nancy often reminds co-workers that the phrase "no prayer, no power, no power, no service."
不要把它当道理。我们服侍主的人太知道有圣灵的能力跟没有圣灵的能力，服侍的果效、服侍的境界天壤之别。
Brother and sister, we cannot treat those words doctrinally. We need to understand. We need to experience that whether we have the Holy Spirit or not, it is a whole different realm by the measure of our work.
我们过去一个礼拜至少接到 PG&E 来的五次的通知，说今天早上十点到下午三点要停电。
We got five notices in the past week from 10 a.m. this morning till 3 p.m. this afternoon.
又来信，又来 email， 又来 text message， 说我们做好所有的准备。
And so they text us, the email, and all sorts of messaging. So we're all prepared that the power is going to be shut off.
请问有没有人在停电的时候
？I want to ask, with anyone?
照样插上吸尘器在这里吸尘。
When the power is shut off, they will still plug in their vacuum cleaner and start vacuuming.
照样开微波炉，过两分钟拿出来喝。
And they will continue to put their drink in the microwave, turn it on and let it run for 2 minutes, take it out and drink of it.
照样按洗衣机过一个小时拿出去晒。
And continue to push the button on the washer and wash the clothes.
你继续讲下去。
Now we could keep giving these examples.
这就是基督徒今天很多人的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life of many Christians today.
根本没有 power 继续做事情。
We have no power, but we continue to do.
我不是叫你不要做事情，千万不要误会。
I'm not telling you not to do anything. That's not what I'm saying.
像我们今天就盼望说，哎呀，五个小时太长了，怎么可以五个小时没有 power?
And so we were all thinking, how can we go 5 hours without power here at church?
哪里有冬天做冰块的？除了为我们家 David 做以外，我们昨天晚上就做了一大堆冰块。
So we last night we made a bunch of ice just to prepare when the power is out.
把冰箱剩下的肉跟饺子都放在一起，免得它坏。
And so we put all our meats and all the things that may spoil. We put them all together.
一个活在 power 里面活久的人，他不能习惯没有 power 的日子。
Someone who lives in the realm of always having the supply of power is very uncomfortable for them to live in a state of no power.
姊妹，我们需要靠着圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live by the Holy Spirit.
父神、基督、圣灵都在教会里面工作。
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are all working together in the church.
然后圣灵把各样的恩赐赐下来。
And the Holy Spirit give us all manner of gifts.
让我们彼此服侍。
That we would serve one another.
我礼拜天再讲。
And we'll come and talk about that on Sunday.
而且圣灵在这里掌控整个建造的工程。
And the Holy Spirit
而且要完成这个建造的工程。
Is in full control and leading this effort of construction.
所以使徒行传十三章，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我要他们所做的工。
So Acts chapter 13, we see that as they were ministering to the Lord and as they were fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them.
这是一个健康的教会。
This is a healthy church.
这是一个合神心意的教会。
This is a church according to the heart of God.
是让圣灵掌权的教会。
That the Holy Spirit has control.
弟兄姊妹，我们都盼望我们能够这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that we are all the same.
大家都渴慕被圣灵充满。
We all desire to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
大家学习依靠圣灵的带领。
We all desire to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们在每一个服事、每一个聚会里面彰显圣灵的能力和生命。
In all of our services, we pray that we would display the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，我今天三大段这么快，七分钟讲完。
Now these three key points, I finished it in 7 minutes.
没有人鼓掌。
Nobody gave me any hands.
此风不可长，我下次不会七分钟讲三段。
And I'll tell you, this probably won't happen again. Go through the whole outline in 7 minutes.
所以我要结束的时候，弟兄姊妹，我还是要回到我开头的负担。
As I come to the conclusion, brothers and sisters, I want to come to the very burden at the beginning of this message.
我用一位比你们多走了几年基督徒道路的，不算老人家了哈，弟兄，劝你们。
As a brother who's walked a few years ahead of you, I want to admonish you.
不要再被仇敌欺骗跟蒙蔽了。
Do not be deceived. Do not be blinded by the enemy anymore.
跟这么伟大的神有这么亲密的关系，多么荣耀！
How glorious it is for you to have that intimate relationship with God.
然后他愿意住在我们中间。亲手建造我们，多么荣耀的事！
And he wants to dwell with us and firsthand, personally, to build us up. How glorious is that?
所以希望我们在新的一年里面，我们都愿意被主来改变，被主来建造。
So at the beginning of this brand new year, we all have a desire to say, God, please change me. God, build me up.
我们在他的恩典和祝福帮助底下，我们一起来建造神的家。
And then in His grace and His help.That we would come and build up the house of the Lord.
我们注意力不要都只放在外面，我们要建堂。
And our focus is not simply on this outward building that we are all working on.
神那个更伟大的建造，不过是透过外面看得见的事情，做出那个看不见的荣耀的建造。
I want to say the more glorious building that God is doing is that God is using the outward to make what is the inward real.
要有份于神伟大的工作。
We need to have all to be a part of this great work that God is doing.
那也是神的恩典，让我们有机会有一个外面的挑战。
And we thank God that God has given us an opportunity, this outward challenge that is before us.
让我们能够欢欢喜喜地接受神在我们中间的工作，一直往前。
That we will rejoice in receiving what God is doing and working in our lives, and we move forward joyously.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，540首。
Hymn 540. I want to ask everybody, let's come and sing together.
We all
need to rise to sing the song.
天气我们可好讲过好几次这一节诗歌，希望我们改，我们大概又拿到老的 file。那个第三行，耶和华在领帅啊，他亲自在带，谁敢想不前啊？那个敢应该改成谁会想不前更好哈、啊？那个敢有点被赶鸭子一样，神根本没兴趣赶我们啊。我们被吸引的都愿意起来跟随，好不好？要唱成谁会想不前，再唱一遍。不知道吸引过多少的人。
That glorious city has drawn the gaze of so many.
我也希望圣灵今天开我们的眼睛，让我们也看见那座城。
I pray that the Holy Spirit open our eyes and we too can see that city.
中文说那座城是在天上的，英文说那座城是属天的。
And the English translation of the song says that this city is heavenly.
这么多人，亚伯拉罕以上、雅各历代圣徒都去了。
All of the saints, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were before us.
他们因为看见那过程，就承认在自己在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
Because they saw that city, they recognized they are but pilgrims on this world. In this world,
他们不甘心被世界捆绑，被世界留住。
They no longer want to be bound to be kept in this world.
圣经上说，他们若想念所离开的地方，还有可以回去的机会。
The scripture said that if they still long from the place where they left, they had an opportunity to go back.
但是他们却羡慕这个更美的家乡。
But it says that they were longing for this more beautiful country.
就是神为他们所预备的。
It is what God has prepared for them.
我第一次被神开眼的时候，我才23岁。
The first time the Lord opened my eyes, I was about 23 years old.
那一次开，而不是只是道理懂，道理我早懂了。
It wasn't simply just intellectual understanding. I knew it before.
从23岁神开了以后，这个城也一直吸引我。
At the age of 23, when the Lord opened my eyes, the city has ever drawn my gaze and drew me.
它改变了我很多生活态度、优先顺序跟神的关系。
It changed my attitude. It changed my priority. It changed my relationship with God.
所以认识我的人都知道，在 Silicon Valley 我做了12年事，神给我的一个带领，出了公司门，不想公司事。
And the 12 years that I've been working. In the secular world, the Lord has given me the heart that when I leave the workplace, I no longer think about the workplace.
世界的王已经用了我八个小时、十个小时，不要再拿了。
The king of this world has already occupied 8, 9, maybe 10 hours of my life. No more.
我们是属天君王的儿女。
Brother and sister, we are children of the heavenly king.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are of royal priesthood.
我们是活在神面前的人。
We are people that is set before the presence of God.
我们是有荣耀未来、荣耀家乡、永恒的未来。
And we have a glorious and eternal future.
加油。
Brother and sister,
再唱第三节。
Be strengthened. Amen.Amen.
远在前面天涯有层层苍翔那是我们归家神就必临到放弃血从此生放弃向山下是人心的地方这就是
Praise God, we are not alone in this journey.
三而一的神陪着我们走。
The triune God, He is walking with us.
然后你周围的同伴，我们都在一起走。
And then you have companions around you.
这边好不好？我们底下有一点点时间，两个人，两个人，我们彼此为对方祷告。
And I'd like to ask all of us to get in the prayer circles, maybe 2 by 2. We bless one another, pray for each other.
除了夫妻以外，尽量弟兄对弟兄，姊妹对姊妹啊。
And we ask again, brothers with brothers and sisters with sisters, unless you're of the same household.
我们就开口祷告，为对方求祝福，我们一起上路啊。
I ask you to open up your mouth wide to bless one another that we are on this journey together.
Yeah, 2024年上路了。
2024, we are on the way.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊。
Thank you.
thank you, Lord. Bless our time together in the following 2 days. We pray this.